Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Marquette police say they've stopped searching for a missing college student last seen walking out onto the ice. 21-year-old Northern Michigan student Trenton Massey has been missing since early Sunday morning. More than a dozen agencies and countless volunteers have been searching since then. Massey's cell phone was found on a path where surveillance cameras captured him walking just before 3 a.m. Sunday morning. Authorities say Massey appeared disoriented and was having difficulty walking. Shortly after 3:30 a.m., police say Massey was seen walking out onto the ice before disappearing from the camera view. The NMU campus was closed Monday due to a winter storm. Authorities say they've searched on land, in the water, and from the air using specialized equipment like a helicopter, airboat, hovercraft, and sonar. Scuba divers have searched below the ice, and searchers have also used an underwater remote-operated vehicle as well as a drone and canines. They say volunteers are welcome to continue the search but caution them to stay off the ice. If you drive through downtown Green Bay across the Main Street Bridge, you'll need to add some extra time for a detour starting next week. City leaders say the Main Street Bridge will be closed for maintenance starting at 6 a.m. Monday morning through 5 p.m. on Wednesday, March 4th. Traffic will be detoured across the Walnut Street Bridge downtown. Green Bay Aldi shoppers could be affected by a nationwide recall of frozen meatballs. The products were sold at Aldi's stores with the name Bremer Family Size Italian-Style Meatballs. Food safety experts say a consumer complaint about finding metal fragments in the products prompted the recall. The 32-ounce package contains about 64 meatballs. If you have any of these products, you can take the package back to where you bought it or just throw it away. There are six Aldi stores in the Green Bay area. Crypto scams are becoming a growing problem, targeting some of Wisconsin's most vulnerable. But as Civic Media's Melissa Kay tells us, state lawmakers are fighting back.
New legislation in Wisconsin is taking aim at scams involving cryptocurrency kiosks.
It is a statewide issue.
That's Wood County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Quentin Ellis. He said the scammers use a variety of scripts.
They will call with any amount of different scenarios. One was actually people were calling saying they were me. Me from the Wood County Sheriff's Department needed you to put money in a cryptocurrency kiosk to avoid coming to jail.
Scammers use emotional manipulation to threaten their victims with arrest or jail if they don't respond immediately. They target vulnerable populations, often elderly individuals, and will pose as trusted authority figures.
It's definitely a statewide problem. It's just there hasn't been one telltale way to respond to it because of the lack of regulation of these machines.
Chief Deputy Ellis says several other states already have legislation in place to protect against this type of scam.
I'm very hopeful that this passing legislation will act as a major deterrent to these companies and keep them from allowing this type of thing to happen to our people in Wisconsin.
The bill has broad bipartisan support and would protect both consumers and operators.
Everybody except these major, major corporations that are based wherever else in the nation or in the world even, they're getting their money, and everybody else here in Wisconsin that's falling to these is becoming a victim.
I'm Melissa Kay.
Assembly Bill 968 passed the Assembly and will now go to the Senate. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Vice President J.D. Vance visited Wisconsin yesterday, speaking at a machining facility in Plover in Portage County as part of the post-State of the Union tour. This was his first visit to the Badger State since last August when he was in La Crosse. Republicans saw the visit as a chance to talk up manufacturing and the economy and to put a spotlight on 3rd Congressional District GOP Congressman Derek Van Orden. Democrats called the visit a political photo op. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin State Assembly has passed proposed legislation to reclassify the sandhill crane and establish a hunting season for that bird. Civic Media's James Kelly has the story.
The bill introduced by State Representative Paul Tittle would classify the sandhill crane as a migratory game bird. With the reclassification, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources would need to authorize the hunt, establish hunting zones, and create a sandhill crane hunter education program. It now moves to the state Senate for consideration. Sandhill cranes have become troublesome for farmers, causing significant crop damage losses. The legislation would allow farmers to take advantage of a U.S. Fish and Wildlife program called the Wildlife Damage Abatement Fund, which can only be accessed if the wildlife causing that crop loss is authorized for hunting. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The International Crane Foundation argues that data shows a hunting season would not significantly improve crop loss issues. The DNR is looking into setting certain bird seasons for the next 4 years. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer reports.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking for public input on migratory bird hunting season frameworks for 2026 through 2030. In the past, waterfowl and other migratory bird seasons were set year by year, but with near unanimous support from conservation groups and hunters, the DNR is moving to a multi-year structure for the first time. Anyone interested in Wisconsin's migratory bird seasons can submit comments through an online form on the DNR's waterfowl hunting webpage, by email, or at one of the four public hearings. Three in-person hearings are set for March 2nd, 3rd, and 5th, with a virtual option on March 4th. Comments will be accepted through March 6th. After that, a final season structure will go before the Natural Resources Board for approval. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Wisconsin's top assembly leader, Robin Voss, is digging in his heels against a new lawsuit that claims the state school funding system is unconstitutional and overfunds the school choice program. The suit was filed Monday and argues that kids are not getting equal shots at basic learning, that special education support isn't adequate, and that $700 million in private choice programs this year defies a Supreme Court limit. Voss called the suit a meritless activist ploy to ruin the voucher program and take control away from the legislators. Lawmakers are working on legislation to regulate cryptocurrency kiosks. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
Many in Wisconsin are being targeted in crypto kiosk scams.
It's not unique to Wood County. It is a statewide issue.
That's Wood County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Quentin Ellis talking with WFHR. He said the scammers use a variety of scripts.
They will call with any amount of different scenarios. One was actually people were calling saying they were me. Me from the Wood County Sheriff's Department needed you to put money in a cryptocurrency kiosk to avoid coming to jail.
Scammers use emotional manipulation to threaten their victims with arrest or jail if they don't respond immediately. They target vulnerable populations, often elderly individuals, and will pose as trusted authority figures.
It's definitely a statewide problem. It's just there hasn't been one telltale way to respond to it because of the lack of regulation of these machines.
Chief Deputy Ellis says several other states already have legislation in place to protect against this type of scam.
I'm very hopeful that this passing legislation will act as a major deterrent to these companies and keep them from allowing this type of thing to happen to our people in Wisconsin.
The bill has broad bipartisan support and would protect both consumers and operators.
Everybody except these major, major corporations that are based wherever else in the nation or in the world even, they're getting their money, and everybody else here in Wisconsin that's falling to these is becoming a victim.
I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Assembly Bill 968 passed with amendments. It now goes to the Senate for consideration. As rising costs and falling prices take their toll, more and more Wisconsin farmers are turning to bankruptcy. A new report from the American Farm Bureau Federation shows farm bankruptcies jumped 46% nationwide in 2025. Wisconsin saw 16 filings in 2025 compared to just two in both 2023 and 2024. A Madison bankruptcy attorney tells WPR that most farmers seek help too late. And economists are saying that farmers are staying afloat by borrowing against their land. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
Another Bucks home game tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks with a great spot in the regular season schedule. 9 out of their current 10 games are at home at Fiserv Forum, and tonight it's the Bucks and the third-place Knicks. Milwaukee coming off a 118-116 win over the Cavaliers. The Badgers play in Seattle 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon against the Washington Huskies. Wisconsin looking to bounce back after losing to the Oregon Ducks Wednesday night. We're at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where Wisconsin Badger linebacker Mason Reigert ran a 4.7 in the 40-yard dash. I asked him about playing for the Badgers last season.
Super blessed to have an opportunity, surrounded by great coaches and teammates alike, and just really developing me, or pushing me to be a better person and player throughout this last year. You know, this was my last chance to play college football, and to have the opportunity to do it at Wisconsin, it was a great year.
That's Wisconsin's Mason Reigert with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We have a big cold front that's going to kick through. We're going to drop into the teens for an overnight low. Tomorrow, some off and on light snow and a lot colder with a high of only 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.